This is Nick from Lowlight, and you're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
I've been flung too far, yes, I've been put away wet. I walked wild over narrows, I've lost every safe bet. I've gone from whiskey to water to wishes, and yet I know the moon is gonna keep me when the sun goes down. I see a reason fade to madness and madness to fame. I see good friends drift to strangers to folks without names. I see the rearview mirror of melancholy leaving my truth behind. I know the moon will be my mistress when the sun don't shine. For dollar bills, yes, I've sold myself for sin. And I spent years slamming on the gas and watching my wheels spin. And I tried to go home once before, and I won't try that again. I know the moon will keep me floating when the night floods in. I walked wild over narrows, I've lost every safe bet. I've gone from whiskey to water to wishes, and yet I know the moon is gonna keep me when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down.
Frozen tundra in the southern wind, shadows near the stars. Searching for shelter on the radio, my headlights in the dark. My watch, it keeps on changing hands. I'm holding on to what I can. Couldn't tell you how it all began. It seems so long ago. Started out so high, now we're sinking so low.
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And we have a couple of fun guests in the house tonight. Nick Foltz, Chris Viola. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Glad we're the fun guests.
The gentleman of low light.
The gentleman of low light. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're having you on. This is a week before Wildwood, which you guys are playing this year.
We're
super stoked.
Yes,
we're setting the Harm Brothers. The Hill Dogs in a couple weeks ago. They're also playing. So this is kind of our Wildwood
ramp up.
Ramp up.
Yeah.
Cramp up.
Yep. Cramp up.
We're not that
old. Make sure
old.
You stretch.
We ain't that old.
Yep. Well. Might pull a hammy.
Yeah, yeah. We also put out a playlist this week for you to enjoy. It has Low Light on it.
So, Nick, we just heard a couple songs from your album you put out last year called After Sundown. House. Yeah, now, you got new material coming out, right?
We got sessions tomorrow.
Excellent.
My dad is in town. He's playing saxophone in the horn section.
Very
right
nice.
On.
Awesome.
We've got four other horn players coming over, and we got, I think, 8 songs to do in a couple of days. So we'll see how that goes.
Wow,
see.
Fantastic.
We got a busy weekend.
Where are you guys recording at?
We're doing the horns over at John Shepsky's place at Fluff and Gravy Studios. And we did the bulk of the recording that's already been done on Sovie Island at Sean Flora's Rock and Roll B&B.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And he's great.
Yeah.
Recommend working with him.
Oh, fantastic. Great guy.
Well, when we record our album, we'll definitely go out there for sure.
Maybe not. Maybe someplace else.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even think Fluff and Gravy would take us.
Yeah. Nick Foltz recommended. We're here.
Get lost, you bums.
I've got a recording studio. You guys can come over. I'll leave my iPod or my iPhone turned on.
you just come
talk
in, play
for 35 minutes. Be like, great.
It's a record.
Print it. Yep. It's a hit.
Put it on some vinyl.
Yep.
Yes. Listen to that over and over again.
Oh, my wife would kill me.
Nick, you're a old pro at the old Wildwood Music Fest. You some things you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah. The first time I saw the Hill Dogs there was when I met them. And that was 4 years ago, I want to say, something like that.
Three years ago. We established this last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
During the last podcast.
3 years ago.
That's cool. Usually I thought it was, you know, more recent than it was. And somebody's like, no, that was 10 years ago. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, time.
Shit, so there we go.
Time. You suck.
And was Truck Stop Darling playing that weekend?
They were.
Yeah.
I was not playing with them, though.
But we interviewed you in the truck.
That's right.
You were talking about at the time, you know, taking off on your own and, mm-hmm. and putting together a band, and you had all this material that you were getting together, and
still
obviously three years later, we've seen a lot of that come to fruition, and we know we've had you here in the helm when the first record came out. Tell us a little bit about putting the band together, though, because you found some real cool peeps to play with, and the band is just really tightened up into quite a force.
James, our drummer, James Pearson, was kind of the first sort of cog, and he was in Truck Stop Darling. We played in Truck Stop Darling together as the rhythm section, so we had pretty good chemistry. And then I made the record before there was an actual band, so I played the guitars and the bass and the keyboards and stuff like that, and he played the drums on everything that there's drums on the record. And then he went back to Bellingham, mm-hmm. and I finished up the rest of the record, and then finally he moved back and sent me a message one day like, hey, what's going on with that band and that record that we were working on? And I was like, funny you should mention that.
Hello.
We'd pretty much just wrapped it up as far as the recording process goes, and I kind of realized that I wanted to like do a band again. So then I'd been playing with Chris, and we'd just been sitting around the house at my house, just playing guitar and doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we started working on my tunes with him. And for the first month or two, it was the three of us, me and Chris and James. And then we got Jason Montgomery, who you all know,
on bases.
Bass.
Tiny Mo.
And he's a very sought-after individual in this town, so we played with him for about a year or so, and then we got, maybe not even that, and then Carmen Paradise, who is our current bass player, joined us in May of 2015. She's mm-hmm. been with us since.
The beautiful soul.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
She really is, yeah.
We must be lucky to have those people in that band.
Absolutely.
Stellar yeah. lineup, all great musicians. So.
Totally. When we were playing all those weeks at his place, he just kept saying, "Wait till you hear this drummer."
Yeah.
"Wait till you hear James Pearson."
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd seen him yet. I saw Truck Stop, but I don't know if it was Eric's version
right.
or not.
Yeah, there were several incarnations.
Yeah.
There were several incarnations.
Lots of drummers in that band.
So yes. I said, "Dude, I don't know if I've seen him." And you said, "Oh, you would know if you saw him because he was amazing."
He is amazing.
Yep. So
he's a phenomenal drummer.
We were just buying time till he moved back to yep. get it into a full band.
And now we just added a horn section. We used to play with horns
when
we first started. Yeah. Our first probably, I don't know, half dozen shows or something like that were with horns. And then
yep.
we played with them periodically. And now we found a tenor sax player and a trumpet player who both want to play with us, which is cool.
They'll be at Wildwood.
Yeah.
Fun.
That's my next yep. question. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's looking forward to that. Yeah. I had a chance to catch Lowlight a couple weeks ago at Alberta Street. And you
mm-hmm.
guys were just on fire that night. It was... And very impressive. So
well, thank you.
You could just tell. And another thing that was getting me ramped up for a while, would you know? And now the horn section.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think you were mentioning all your musical skills there, bragging about how you played every instrument on that first record.
Fucking glossing yourself.
I'm wondering if you have a story about where you might have acquired some of that talent.
It was
yeah,
just
funny you should
God-given. I never practiced a day in my life.
Eric looks over at Dad.
Which my dad will attest to the fact that I never practiced a day.
I like
no,
that segue.
No, yeah. Since I was really young, I started taking piano lessons when I was a little kid and got... Yeah, I showed an interest in it really young, and then my interest probably waned after, like, you know, when you're like 5 years old, like, you're interested in anything for about 10 minutes at best, and as soon as that interest turned towards music and the piano, my dad was like, "Hey, you want piano lessons?" And I was like, "Yeah," and then probably a week later, I was like, "Oh, no, about this," and then... Yeah, then 10 years later, I was still taking lessons for something like that. And it was a long time, at least 10 years, I think. So,
well, you're definitely, it's a nice plus learning, always knowing that your family's been so musical. And
oh, yeah.
You know, you're definitely
it's
one of those people
a big part.
In our circle that surprises, oh, he plays that instrument too? Of course he does. The guy does it all. So, good on ya.
Awesome.
Good on ya.
Well, should we have him play one? What a great idea.
Play a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you're here.
I just thought you liked us.
Oh, we do.
That, too.
We do. I really, really do.
All right.
We're
just going to play a quick one.
Make this short and sweet. What do you got for us, Nick?
We're going to play a song called Bloodlines. I think it might be the only song on the record that won't have horns on it. And since we don't have horns here.
It's perfect.
It makes perfect sense.
Are we going to attempt that big jam at the end and everything?
Don't. You just gave away, spoiler alert. God damn it.
We can edit. These guys edit a lot.
No, we don't.
Oh, shit.
Don't mess up.
Yeah.
Well, no editing.
You scared me, that's all.
All right. Here we go.
Well, I've been waiting at the window, and I've been staring at the rain, and I've been bleeding on a blank page to keep from calling out your name. And I've been taking other lovers, And I've been striking other sparks, and I can keep them laying in my bed if I can keep them in the dark. But these old bloodlines keep winding through who I was and who I am. And I could go on denying, but I'm not that kind of man anymore. Well, I don't want to be a blank page to fill with someone else's words, 'cause all I seem to do is talk too much, forgetting everything I heard. But your words are staying with me. Oh, they shake my empty bed. And I don't believe in ghosts, except the ones inside my head. And these old bloodlines keep winding through who I was and who I am. And I could go on denying, but I'm not that kind of man. And I can't just like a martyr, but I'm dying just to know, is there something more before us? Is there some light beyond that door? Beyond the door. Beyond the door. Tonight the clouds are on a warpath. Oh, they just took out the moon. And all the stars are gathering in mass. They're trying to break back through. And I'm still taking other lovers. And I'm a striking other sparks. They're still there laying in my bed if I can keep them in the dark. But these old bloodlines keep winding through who I was and who I am. And I could go on denying, but I'm not that kind of man anymore, anymore.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. That was great.
Nice picking, Chris.
Bloodline?
Bloodline.
Bloodline. Yeah. Coming out on the new record. No horns. Nick, will you have shirts for sale at Wildwood this year?
We will. We will. I just got them from... are you familiar with the Mutineers?
Yes.
They're a Portland band.
Yeah.
And they also design and print t-shirts.
Oh.
And they did ours. So
I like it.
Thanks to the Mutineers.
Thank looks sharp.
Thanks, Mutineers.
Thanks, Mutineers.
Nice work on that, Mutineers.
Yep. They're really nice people, too. Which is
that's a bonus.
Not bad.
Nick.
Nick.
We're going to play another song off the last album.
Okay.
Sweet.
We've got Sing Me Away on here.
I know that one.
Oh.
I hope you do.
That one has horns now. Yes.
Cool.
For a while. But
yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
It's going to be a great show. I think
just
you all should come out to Wildwood.
Giving away all your secrets.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's been asking, hey, does that have horns? Yeah.
This one has horns.
This one has horns. All right, here you go.
Enjoy.
Now when my day on earth is over, my body's been run through. When I'm winking at the next life, hope I did what I came to do. I want my friends to lift their voices, sing it long and sing it loud. Yeah, sing me away with glasses raised, make this Kentucky boy proud. Sing me away, yeah, sing me away. Go sing with joy, everybody knows, everybody knows someday. Yeah, sing me away. Oh, sing me away. Yeah, sing with joy, everybody knows, everybody goes someday. Well, everybody's gotta go sometime, you know, there ain't no man can stay. Every creepy suit never done the real, gonna put down the pens and spades. But don't you shed no tears, cause there's no more years. You need to get on out and dance, cause the pain you feel. Oh, sing me away. Yeah, sing me away. Oh, sing with joy. Everybody knows, everybody knows someday. Oh, sing me away. Oh, sing me away. Yeah, sing with joy. Everybody knows, everybody knows someday.
Fantastic song.
Now we know what to do with Nick at his funeral.
Yep. Right?
After he steps to Mike.
Yeah.
Nick's actually going to play his own funeral. Yeah. A couple instruments.
Couple instruments, yeah. I don't mean to brag, but I could easily do that.
I missed the first part of that. I regret nothing.
What a fun song, Nick. I was saying to you, off the air there, are you bringing the choir to the thing? And you were saying it was just three people, just recorded over and over again.
It was me and our engineer, Juniana Lanning, and Naima from Sarsaparilla. And it was supposed to be a bunch more of us, but as typically happens with musicians, like you book like six people, and then like an hour before the session, they're like, oh yeah, can't make it. Can't make it. I'm not going to be there tonight.
Got this thing.
And so eventually we're sitting there. It was like me and Naima, and we were like, Junie, come out here. Get somebody else to run the board. We need more singers. Yeah. So,
well, it turned out great.
It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you doing the Sunday Morning Coming Down this year?
Yes.
Yeah? What are you doing?
We're doing... Am I allowed to say?
I think you are at this juncture.
It's the band. I said it there.
There, it's done. Okay. It's done. Yeah. It's on the table.
It's out.
Pull the Band-Aid off.
We don't edit, so that's it.
That's right. Yeah, we're I'm playing piano with
Chris Stewart, Nick Foltz gave it up.
Breaking news.
It's a hell of a band, man. They got
headline.
I'm like just trying to keep my head down and stay the hell out of the way.
Yeah. tell us what's going on.
So it's all it's probably an hour and a half's worth of music by the band. And so we've got Edward Connell on organ. He's something else. Tate Peterson on guitar, who's an amazing guitar
player. I heard
player.
Of him.
Great friend of the podcast.
You may have heard
Matt
of him.
Matt Cadenelli's playing acoustic and singing.
Never heard of him.
And Chris Stewart also. And that it Root Jack is kind of the core of the
sure.
band. So yep. Chris Hutton on drums and
Kevin Matt, Cowan.
Kevin Cowan on bass. And then I'm playing piano. I think that's everybody.
And then are we doing some of the acts this year going to come up and sing songs? Or
I don't know.
Did they dish that?
I think that I don't know what anyone is. I know that we've kind of divvied up which ones all of us are going to sing. And so
what are you doing?
I'm doing Ophelia.
Sweet.
And then some random verses of certain songs like Cripple Creek we're breaking up and The Weight we're breaking
up. Of course.
Up
yeah, yeah.
Like that, so.
Perfect.
But it's it was kind of surprising. All of us were sort of like, yeah, we just learned these songs, so we're all kind of on. Like, we got together, we're like, oh, I'm sure this will be fine. And sure enough, like, a few songs in, we were like, hey, you guys actually did your homework. Yeah. This doesn't sound too bad.
Nice. Cool. Well, nice. That's going to be a ton of fun. Looking forward to that. Nick, speaking of the band, do you want to talk about some of your influences that got you, into playing music? What were some stuff you were listening to that it was like, oh, I gotta be that guy?
It's kind of always, like, it's weird. It's one of those things where, like, there's the things that you listen to when you first kind of start, like, maybe even before, like, I played guitar or anything. It was always, like, there was always the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel and, like, a lot of my parents' records and stuff like that. And that, when I kind of got a little older, I used to listen. And then, like, you know, that was, like, when I was young. And then when I got a little older and started listening to my own music, it was a lot of, like, rap and things like that. And then once I started putting bands together, that's when I was, like, maybe this is more my flavor. And that was, like, you know, the Rolling Stones. And I kind of got turned on to country music around the same time when I was probably, like, early 20s or so, something like that. So a lot of those kind of artists. And that was when Cameron Thomas, who's here, we used to play in a band together in North Carolina. We both kind of got our, like, we both played with other people, but I think we kind of, like, developed, like, the whole idea of playing in a band kind of similarly. And it was a lot of, like, sitting around and learning, like, those country harmonies and stuff like that, and finding out how you play with someone else and how you, like, actually pull that kind of stuff off. So it's kind of changed over time, and my taste has changed, but it's always kind of like the same principles kind of still apply to all of it, regardless of what style it is, I suppose.
Right. What about you, Chris, since you get a mic there?
Hmm.
Kiss.
Kiss.
The Stones.
The Stones.
I didn't know he was a Kiss fan until after he joined the band. That was a secret.
I did keep that quiet to a few gigs in, make sure I had the job. I was like, hey, by the way, wonder a guilty
he
player.
He showed up in makeup one day, and I was like,
yeah, shocked. I don't remember a time like not listening to music. You know what I mean? It was like always there, and I was always stealing my parents' records and. At one point, cassettes. My dad had one cassette in the 70s. It was like a Neil Diamond cassette. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, exactly. It wasn't that great, but man, I loved it and hit play over and over. But it quickly became British invasion bands. Like by the age of 5 or 6, it was Beatles, Stones. Slightly after that, it was like Zeppelin, Who. So it was really British. With the Stones always being on top, you know. Although if you ask me, depending what year you asked me as a kid, it would have been the Beatles some years. Most years it was the Stones were my favorite band. And then until Kiss came along, I discovered them in 78. And my, you know, it's not that my world was over. Those other bands still existed, but I was eight years old. Yeah, exactly. So
8 year olds see these guys.
Yeah, it's like, well, they blow shit up and have fire and spit blood. So that's cool, too. So
yeah,
it was a sick mix of, like, you know, Keith Richards and Mick Taylor being really big guitar influences, but then Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley being big influences, along with like Jimmy Page, Hendrix, Kossoff from Free, for sure, those kind of things. And started my first band when I was in 7th grade. It was a 2-piece band, drums and guitar. We had no idea we were doing the White Stripes before there was a White Stripes. It was called Whiplash.
Much better name.
You can imagine what the music sounded like by the name Whiplash.
Yeah. Excellent.
Great name.
That is a great
Whiplash.
Name. You ever Google that? Is there another band out there that has used that or anything?
No, I'm sure
there's got to
be a band named Whiplash out there.
Yeah, look that up on Facebook. You'll find like 13 bands.
Exactly.
Totally. They don't know that. A couple little 7th grade
speed metal
from the country.
What your band? Like, how did they?
Seven of them are in.
They're like huge fans of our band.
you're in the wrong band.
Saw you back
Whiplash
in 7th grade, man.
It's huge. I should have stuck with them. Yep.
Well, we had Nick send us some of his influences and some songs that kind of changed his way of thinking. And you sent us Hummingbird by Leon Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Strangers by The Kinks.
Oh, it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
And R.I.P. David Bowie, Starman.
Yes.
Starman. So we're going to run through those real quick.
Cool.
All right.
It's the second time you haven't given us any Stone songs.
Sometimes I get impatient, but she cooled me without words, and she comes so sweet and softly, my hummingbird. And had you heard that I thought my life had ended, and I found just begun. Cause she gets me where I live. I'll give her all I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird. She little that love well, too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning sleeping, yes, she little that she loves me. Thank you.
she gives me understanding in her special way. And I have to say, in my life, I love no other. She's more than I deserve. And she gets me where I live. Give her everything I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that's all he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky.
Nice choices there, Nick.
Well, thank you.
Good songs.
That Leon Russell is awesome.
Right?
Wasn't it good?
It really was.
Yeah.
It'll be even better soon.
Too. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. When it happens.
Exactly.
You've been in a few bands since you moved out here.
A few with you.
A few with you,
sir.
And I have been in a few bands.
Yeah.
And I actually slipped a couple in here.
Uh-oh.
We've got The Pond. From the John Brown Project.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was in that dance. Yeah. You were doing some harmonica and backup vocals with Chris. So good stuff. And then from the first Truck Stop album, Bluegrass State.
Oh, man.
That's a rocker.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
You're about
to
get a taste, my friend. And maybe by then, everybody will have gone pee. And we'll play some songs.
Can we just we should dedicate a little more of this podcast to Chris's
small bladder
going to the bathroom right now, just in case he listens to this later.
We gave him the opportunity.
Yeah. If you're not here, it's to defend yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. Put down his guitar, Nick. Don't smash it. All right, so here are those songs.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
That song kicks some serious ass.
It's about 5 years ago we made that
record.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a goodie. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Hello, buddy. You putting us on me? Like
we had a pretty good run at you while you were at the bathroom.
Yeah, you'll have to listen.
Later. You know, yeah. Eric, you know, I never liked you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We were saying the same thing before. Okay, and cool. A bunch of stuff about your mother.
My dad never liked you.
Just for the record. Yeah. Nick, you got another song for us?
Sure.
Excellent.
Now that your guitar's on the ground.
What do you want to play?
But you said hands before. That seems like a good idea.
I think that's a goodie. That's why I should take it to the toilet with you.
Can't put a bird inside a cage or a shy girl on the stage, but you could tell me to my face just how you feel. 'Cause I'm surely boiling over and I'm losing all control, and I wanna know if this thing we have is real. 'Cause these days it hurts to say goodnight, but I won't push, no I won't fight. Sometimes you gotta let your rock roll down the hill. It's gonna end up in the valley, and I just dream of you and I, and how we're not together now, but we someday will. And mama, put your hands on me. You ain't gotta tell me what you mean. It's the way that sun shines on your face with my arms wrapped around your waist. The emptiness of time and space and words. Yes, my lover, she can tell me things, but the promise in the way she sings tells me all tomorrow's gonna bring with her. Well, Sunday morning I found her smiling and we just laid in bed a while. And that radio, it let out a gospel choir. I could have held you till the rapture or till happily ever after. Honey, my heart, it was just like a California fire. Well, I know you're not the kind of girl who's quick to let her flag unfurl just so I can hang it on my bedroom wall. So I'm gonna take my time, honey, you'll see for yourself that I'm not the kind of guy that's ever gonna let it fall. And mama, put your hands on me. You ain't gotta tell me what you mean. It's the way that sun shines on your face with my arms wrapped around your waist. The emptiness of time and space and words. Yes, my lover, she can tell me things, but the promise in the way she sings tells me all tomorrow's gonna bring with her. You could have killed me with a glance, or the way you held my hands when we danced inside that old forgotten barn. And we were rolling in the pasture, and our serenades of laughter, well, they echoed right through the fields around the farm. Well, I can see that there's an ember, Lord, and I'm blowing like the wind. Just trying to set your little tender heart on fire. But you got me reading signs, honey, I'm committing all new crimes. Won't you tell me, am I just your spinning tire? And mama, put your hands on me. You ain't gotta tell me what you mean. It's the way that sun shines on your face with my arms wrapped around your waist. The emptiness of time and space and words. Yes, my lover, she can tell me things, but the promise and the way she sings tells me all tomorrow brings. It brings with her.
Fun song, fellas.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Helm Jams. Hashtag Helm Jams.
Hey.
Love it.
Started it up. Nick, what's the plan? When are you planning on releasing the record?
When it's done.
Yep. Good call. Good call.
Sorry. I wish that... So
not before it's time.
You know,
yeah.
We didn't... Know why. We put the last one out on CD and digitally. And we didn't put it out on vinyl. And this one, the way the kind of grouping of the songs went and the way I've been thinking about the track order, like it makes a lot more sense to put it out on vinyl. And CDs don't really sell anymore. So there's not a whole lot of point in making CDs. So I just found out that it takes about three and a half months to get vinyl on a turnaround. Once you're done with it and you send it to them to get your records, you're not going to get it forever, until Christmas. So we were kind of anticipating maybe a September release, and now it's looking more like maybe a winter release. But we might just release it digitally, have a release party, send it out to everywhere to be reviewed, and then just sell the vinyl when we get the vinyl.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of kicking that idea around as far as do we do it all at once, or do we just kind of put it out there and try to get some attention for it and then do the vinyl at that time. But
well, fellas, we look forward to seeing you out at Wild next week.
This week.
Yes, in a couple days.
Yeah, that's going to be a ton of fun. If I may segue for a second and talk about the upcoming shows this next week.
I really wanted you to bring out a segue and right away on 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If I may segue for a second.
That would make the show so much better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a great visual.
I love it.
Well, we got Birger Olsen at the Landmark on the 11th.
Right on. Right around kind of like the Mike Kirkendall kind of slot. Mm-hmm. Mike's been on tour. Right. And
is that the Monday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Birger in a Monday.
Hell yeah.
Rad.
A Birger in a Monday.
And then an always sold out show, Duck for a Lounge, Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, gotta go to that.
Yeah
so that's July 14th.
14th. We're already all beyond
Thursday night. It's
the Thursday night Wild.
Amazing Wild. Allman Brothers tribute with
band.
Several of the best
playing Bastille Day. This all-American band playing Bastille Day.
Bastille Day. Don't get me started on the French.
Right?
And then on
freaking
Friday,
frogs.
Y'all need to see Hayes Carl at the Aladdin.
If you're not at Wildwood.
Oh, really?
If you're not at Wildwood.
I didn't know he was coming.
Nerds.
Yep.
Yeah,
Hayes Carl at Wildwood.
Let's skip Wildwood, Nick. Let's go watch it.
Great new album.
Same night, Jenny Don't the Spurs with Leslie Liu and the Lowburners.
Podcast.
And Blind Jay Watkins.
And Blind Jay Watkins. Will be down at the festival. Mm-hmm. I think is it just Jesse by himself, or has he got a little? He's got a little combo. I've seen them at Landmark.
He's played by himself, and I've seen him with Lipkin and someone
else. I think
else
he's got
too,
a
so
day show
we'll
at Wildwood, and then he's racing up to play Secret Society with.
He is.
With
I
Jenny Doan.
Guy.
Yeah,
he's great.
Good dude. We'll look forward to seeing Blind Jay at Wildwood.
Yeah.
So is he not blind?
Anybody, you're at the Wildwood the 15th through the 17th, and there's going to be a lot of great acts. Hoot and Hollers, Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas are back. They were phenomenal a couple years ago.
Yep.
McDougs, Root Jack, M. Lockwood Porter, Lowlight, Hill Dogs.
I believe McDoug will be our next guest here in the Helm.
He is our next guest.
At the end of July, so that'll be the first show in August. We'll look forward to that. Back in the Helm, 3 weeks away from this taping.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in particular I should talk about?
More. Go
just a little bit
if
further.
If you can go through Tuesday.
All right.
Of the
16th, Crystalline and the Hurt at Laurel Thirst. The 19th,
band.
Sam Outlaw.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Is that the one you were psyched about?
Yes. The Lonesomes are opening for Sam Outlaw.
Oh,
I
nice
see what it is.
You pulled a coup. How did you do?
I got
how self-serving.
When we got here.
Nice.
Nice. All night he's been, I have a secret. Yeah, I have a secret.
I've been hustling on this all day. But
yeah, doing that. Yeah. He had the Twitches. All night.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
At Lola's room.
Good on you, man. That's Crystal. It's a good gig to be
on. It's a kick-ass gig. We're stoked. Right?
Nice. Fantastic.
Done, bro. Willie Nelson on the 24th at Edgefield.
And did those sell out? Does anybody know?
I don't know. My wife buys tickets.
Yeah, I think they went pretty quick.
So anyways, go out and see live music and also go to Wildwood. You'll have a blast. We'll look forward to seeing you guys out there. And as always, we have parting gifts from our sponsors.
What?
Aardvark Hot Sauce.
What?
Yeah. Secret Aardvark Trading Company, the best habanero sauce in the world.
It'll kick you in the mouth.
It will. Thank you.
I actually have a bottle in my car.
Yes.
Just you know,
at all times.
When he stops at Taco Bell.
Yeah. I keep Road Flares, you keep Aardvark. I think you're winning that one.
Road Flares.
Please.
And also from our new sponsor, Cloud City Gardens, you'll be receiving some extra stuff.
Oh!
some fantastic parting gifts. Thank
for all of
you,
Jeremy. You out there listening out of town, Neener.
Steroids.
For the musicians.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you, Cloud City Gardens. Yep. And thank you, Secret Aardvark.
Yes, thank you, Stacey.
And for your continuing support. We appreciate it.
I also want to say we lost someone very big in the musical community this last week. I think everybody was caught really off guard. Lisa Lapine passed away on July 5th. With complications due to her surgery. And for those of you who don't know Lisa, she literally is the heart of the music scene in this town, and she's been around a long time. She goes by the Promotion Queen. She is one of those people that lights up a room when she walks in. A beautiful human being. And you know her, even if you don't know her, you know her because she was the woman. She didn't care who was watching. If she was the only one on the floor, she was dancing at your shows. And she went to everybody's shows. She was such a big supporter. She was so involved in everyone's lives and wanted other musicians to meet other musicians for good, positive reasons. You could go see her, and she would give you all these brilliant ideas about where to play and who to hook up with. And she knew everybody. And we went to the wake that night, and it was the outpouring of musicians and people, and all the biggies came out and they know her, and everybody was I'm still in shock, honestly. I can't believe I'm never going to speak to her again.
Right.
I saw her at Mississippi Pizza just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we were together that night.
She walked over and said, I had a dream about the barn and I want to give you guys some ideas, but I know you're busy right now, so let's we'll make a meeting.
Awesome.
So now I'll never get to hear
what that was.
What that was, because she's gone. And everybody's really devastated. If you're friends with musicians on Facebook in Portland, it's obviously a big deal. I didn't mean to bring the room down, but I want to talk about Lisa. Absolutely. She was such a beautiful soul, and I'm going to miss her like crazy, as I know a bunch of other people are. So
you introduced me to Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you, Lisa. I'm going to miss you like crazy. Mm. And you know, she would say, dream, do, and dazzle. So. We're going to keep carrying that on for her. So, thanks for checking into the show.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll see you out at Wildwood.
Any parting words there, Lil?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, always a pleasure. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of
fun. We're going to try not to fuck this recording up, and we can actually put it out.
Well, if you do, I don't live that far away. Right. So.
We are going to find out where you live. That's going to be our thing. All right, you guys, thanks for checking into the podcast. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy.